Where are we at? We're everywhere. These fucking idiots.
Somebody clap over there.
I'm about to clap these cheeps. Bah, cheeps. Bah, wah, wah,
wah. Welcome at the Grammys.
Look, it's Megan and Cardi B.
Whoever that other bitch is.
I'm like, fuck.
Who forgets Cardi B?
I'm like her biggest
How
fan
dare
too.
You? I'm telling
listen,
her.
Because I was thinking of Megan and Beyonce. Oh. Because Megan did the thing where she brought her Megan up.
Cardi B.
And I was like, who is Cardi B? I love you. Don't ever.
Cardi B, if you're listening.
I know, dude. That my fucking Dominican mommy. Like, come on now. Come on now. Anyway, welcome back to each other's mothers. I am Johanna Madranda. To my right again is Connor Meef. Connor Mead.
Connie Meef.
I would love for you to like just come on as a character one day. That would be hilarious.
Just have a new character every week.
Yeah, why not?
I can't. I'm not creative enough. It'd be the same like just, shitty like Jewish accent that I try to do. Every week.
I thought you were going to say, I can't. I'm signed to Truth.
Oh, yeah. You know? Sorry. That character belongs to Truthcast. Shout out.
Goes against my contract.
Yeah.
How wonderful would it be to be contracted to a gay man? I would love that. Ugh,
gay man contract?
Gay
Sign
man contract.
Up.
Shout out to Truth. Truthcast. What is their actual like cool name? Do
True Revelations Uncovered Through Heroism. Heroin.
That's a
through heroin.
Fine piece of podcasting over
it
there.
It sure truly is. Yeah. If you're okay, if you're listening or watching right now and you are into like character podcast storytelling, like a whole they built an entire universe and it is literal chef's kiss. Mwah. So good. Shout out
Mike Bobbitt, Alex Bozanovic.
Yep. Shout out, Jimmy, shout out. Canada.
Speaking
of forgetting people
really
we love, Connor Mead.
I know. I love him too. He's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. This pandemic, yeah. God damn it. I forgot names of like.
I forgot the name of all the people I want to fuck.
Literally.
Shit.
What was that, Carolyn?
Oh, I was saying, Connor, you're like a regular on this show.
Yeah, a little. Like, I've been on
yeah,
like
she's
four
a
times.
Literal fucking character, and it's really cool, and she does a fantastic yeah. job.
Well,
yeah.
Good.
They're like, Connor, we need you to play this trashy lady.
I made up that trashy lady. They didn't need me to do it. I wanted to do
she
it.
She lives inside of you.
Yeah, she. It is a part of you. Me. Like, I do want to have sex with Bigfoot. That's like the whole character's shtick.
Bigfoot is the name of your dildo.
Yeah, and it's hairy.
And it's hairy. I glue okay, hair to we it. Are just, it we're not even like getting through this intro yet. And it stinks like a foot. No, that's just her pussy. Okay, let's get through this intro. In the computer lives Carolyn Paul. Give it up for Carolyn Paul. Yay!
Hello! I think we have a button.
Yes.
What up, everybody? Coming to you from Connecticut.
That was still fun music.
Try it, though.
Huh?
Nope. Ooh, sexy
we got a funky
Carolyn.
Time. Sexy Carolyn.
There it is.
There you go. Little claps.
Those were our cheeks.
Yeah.
And in front of me... best sound engineer ever. Today we can actually all hear Carolyn.
No,
it's so
it.
Exciting. We did it. And we didn't call a man again.
We didn't call
didn't
a man.
Ellen
a man.
Watched a video of a woman explaining the device that we have.
Brassy Broad Jen on YouTube will walk you through anything you need audio wise. If you're getting your own podcast off the ground, if you have equipment, you don't really know what to do with it, or maybe you bought new equipment and you are learning how to use the new equipment because you're used to your old equipment. She will walk you through editing, walk you through producing, anything you need. And it was so good to see a woman in one of those videos.
Yes,
we are sponsored
queen.
By
right.
Whoever
I was gonna
she
say,
is.
This is not a sponsorship. This is actual no, just yeah. truth experience, and we just want to share it with the rest of the world. So we will be
no,
tagging
awesome,
people are worried we have sponsors.
Yeah, I know.
We're but never gonna get
they're
that.
Like, who the fuck would pay for this shit?
Right. Can we trust your endorsements?
Right.
We might be able to get like some kind of dildo. What if we could get the
that would be fun as fuck.
The hermaphrodite yes. body
episode one
sex dolls?
Oh, the sex doll.
What if they sponsored us?
Yeah, but wouldn't your pussy shrivel the fuck up if it said each other's mother on it?
Yeah. I don't think
the
that's
each
how
other's mother
we don't
sex
end
doll
up on their product. Their product ends up on our
it's just
face
our faces.
Yeah, so it's like a tattoo on the ass of it. How cute would that be? I'd love that.
I would love that a lot. Oh god, my headphone fucking cord. Anyway, well, that is us. Welcome to the pod. We have quite a bunch of things to put into 1 hour, so let's get into it. Did anyone watch the Grammys or just learn anything about the Grammys the next day, which is today?
Barely.
They ripped off Eddie Van Halen, that's all. I mean, the man died.
Not so much.
You're not gonna...
That's okay.
I thought all the Beatles were dead. Yeah. Found out they're not because...
Ringo.
Yeah, a couple of them still alive. Yeah. Totally thought
I know,
they're all dead.
Ringo popped up on the screen and Connor's like, the Beatles, what?
I thought they're dead.
What the fuck?
Is this one of them?
Yeah.
Good. Ah, fuck, what are they called?
I don't the, know. Not infographic.
They made one of Tupac. They made one of...
Hologram.
Hey, bingo. We're stupid as shit. Oh, my God.
We are so dumb. I don't care. I love it. Melanie Hearn has a fantastic joke about holograms.
Yes,
so
does.
Shout out Melanie Hearn. God. If you know anything about Detroit comedy, you better know about Melanie Hearn. Yeah. That bitch is so
better
fucking
know
funny. Can't wait to have her on one day when we are ready to have guests. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. But the Grammys, yes. Ringo is alive. John Lennon is dead. George Harrison is dead. And what the fuck is the last
Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney.
Some people believe
very alive.
He's dead, though, but that's another podcast.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Really? There's
a
conspiracy?
There was a rumor that was started actually at a radio station here in Detroit that Paul McCartney died, and then they replaced him with a lookalike. Mm. I know. The 60s
why?
Weird.
Why?
He's
why
a
would
robot.
They do it?
Right.
I don't know.
Like, what's?
It'll make so much more money off of him dying.
Look,
right.
Okay.
True.
Literally.
You gotta just get high and listen to their music backwards, and it'll all be explained to you. Apparently,
I'm
so
dead.
I'm kind of ready to do
no,
it.
But only do the getting high part of that. Just get high and then stop.
But
listen to better music.
They did have fun.
Listen to better music.
Regardless of what you think of the Beatles, though, they did have fun with that situation, and they did. Like, oh, let's have fun with this. So they did put little, like, backwards messages in their songs saying, like, Paul is dead.
Dude, if I made music,
like,
I would 100% put the most, like, ominous, like, weird shit when he played it backwards just for the fuck of it. Like,
they did.
No, absolutely.
They literally were saying, like, Paul is dead. Like, hey, guys, yeah, he's dead. You're right. Like, they were putting that in their songs backwards.
That's so...
Just to have fun with it. So
he does kind of look like a robot. Time.
Yeah.
He's got the plasticky skin, but I think it's just plastic
surgery. Yeah, exactly.
Just an old rich man who got
just
a lot of bones.
It's like a lot of splits or whatever.
Right.
Right.
Just a fucking old rich
collagen.
Dude. What a fucker.
Collagen.
Yeah. Yeah. Collagen. Fucking taking jizz to
the
face.
That's the thing I've heard people say on TV.
Just spewing words. I love it. All right. Well, right. So the Grammys. So Beyonce is now officially the artist to win the most Grammys, and it's for both male and female recording artists. Connor was a little triggered today.
That pissed me off. It just said Beyonce won most Grammys for female artists.
Mm.
It's like, but it's both though. It's both though, or all genders. She went. She wins. She's the best. Just let a woman have it.
Just let her
for
have
like
it.
One time.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But of course, she is the queen of all queens.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. I definitely cried when I saw her live for the entire 2 hours. will continue to love her forever. Like, she's going to be somebody who, like, when she dies, I will cry. It had I never met the bitch. But, like,
right.
I cried when Selena died and I was only 7.
Aww.
You know, who are some artists that made you guys cry when they passed?
Eddie Van Halen. And guess who got snubbed at the Grammys as far as tributes go? And they just showed a guitar for 15 seconds, didn't
the man himself.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. That's some bullshit.
Well, when did Eddie Van Halen die?
He died this year, or 2020.
R.I.P.
Wow.
Right around Christmas time. But no, his son did put, like, okay, because I was talking to a lot of people about it, because, you know, I got my Van Halen tattoo. I'm not on camera right now, but I just flashed my boobs to everybody.
It was nice.
That was awesome.
I was like,
Do it again.
Like,
I'm going. All I'm gonna.
I did not know you had a Van Halen tattoo. That's actually really fucking punk rock. I got this
like the day after Eddie died. Like,
really?
That's how much.
What does it say?
It says Dead or Alive because they got a song. Let me put my camera.
Can we see it up close?
Yeah.
Could you unzip that a little bit lower?
God, we're like 85-year-old horny men.
Obviously. Hello.
But if there are any 85-year-old horny men listening,
yes, like, subscribe, share, review. Right. Hey. These titties.
No, but regardless, okay. Yes. And this is all stuff that his son touched on in this Instagram post that, like, I thought was really thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Grammys originally approached Eddie's son to come play guitar. He turned that down. And I think
what's
the symbolism.
Hates his dad?
No, he loves his dad.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But I think the symbolism behind showing just the guitar and not having like any music playing was supposed to be. Well, nobody could fill his place. Like, he was a true master of what he did.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, to just kind of gloss over it, mm-hmm. and to have, like, video clips and, like, music from other people who passed away. Yeah, sorry, Carol.
And isn't that true of, like, all legendary musicians that nobody can actually replace them? Like,
well, true.
The reason why we just cover the greats and don't try to be them, you know? Like, that seems like a cop-out to me.
And that is true. And I'm going to, that's just
They're
one
like,
way of
let's
looking
just call
at
it.
It
pretentious simplicity.
But I will say this.
So it's only okay when it's a brown woman who died of gunfire or just thought I'd bring that up.
They
like Selena.
Mm.
No. I'm talking like Selena, like. You know, they like remade a whole movie, and
she was taken way before her time.
Like, right.
Oh, absolutely, that's true too. I don't know. I just racism, you know. Anyway, continue, Ellen.
I've heard of it,
but actually, touching on racism though,
we all know it's in.
Yeah,
touching on racism though, Eddie Van Halen is Indonesian, so like he's an Asian man, and like we don't see enough representation of
this is true.
People of color in rock and roll. And speaking of which, they were the ones that founded it.
Amen.
So let's get some representation. Yep. I think Brittany Howard, actually, another black woman.
I fucking love Brittany Howard. I will scream it from the fucking mountaintop.
Fucking love her.
I'm obsessed with her. She was nominated for a Grammy.
Okay, I thought she might have won.
She did not win.
Bullshit.
First of all, you and I watched the Comedy Store documentary. Mm-hmm. We watched, I think it's four part.
Four or five, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So we watched the entire thing. And while we're watching it, like, you know, Bill Burr would come up, or like someone who we really loved would come up, and I would just be like, "Let's fucking
go!" Yeah, like it's a football game.
I was like this
"Go
is
long, Bill!"
Literally, I'm like, "This is my sport, dude. This is my fucking sport." And I felt the exact same way when I was watching the Grammys last night, but only when it was like Brittany Howard and fucking like Megan, you know, only people of color. Yeah. But yeah, I fucking love Brittany Howard. I've been obsessed with her for like 8 years. Like, knew about her way before. Admittedly, did think that she was a man from her voice for a long time when I first heard her "Don't Wanna Fight No More." Yeah, I really did. I thought she was a man. And then I was at Coachella and she played live, and
you're like,
that song started playing because I just learned about them through like my Pandora fucking playlist or whatever, randomly playing, and that song started playing and I was like, no fucking way. Lost my shit, drunk in the middle of the day, you know how it goes.
Oh yeah.
And then after that I was like, oh my god, Alabama Shakes. And then she left them and now she's a solo artist, and she's just so amazing. And I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
I love her.
Please keep
too.
Going with whatever you're saying.
No.
Anyway, Alabama
Go
Shakes
team.
For life.
But
can I sprinkle in one more Brittany Howard thing, which is that she was on another podcast called Spooked, which is true ghost stories where like people can call and pitch like a true ghost story that happened to them. And she legit lived in a fucking haunted house, and it's like a 45 minute long episode of her talking about living in a haunted house, and it is fucking amazing. It's on Spooked, which is on, you can get some of it on Spotify. I think you got to go on Luminary, listen to it. I listened to it like 15 times. It's amazing because you just get to hear her talk, first of all, and then talk about her life, and then
talk
about ghosts.
She has one of those voices.
Yeah.
I will cry right now.
Yeah.
I love her so much. And that idea for a podcast is so good. It's way better than what the fuck we're doing here with our fucking pussy talk.
I don't know how to go.
It's a great podcast. The host is not my favorite. I don't mind if people know that I think that.
Okay, love that. It is out world. But did you want to, wrap up what you were saying? You were talking about Brittany Howard, please.
But I loved actually going off tangent on Brittany Howard because she's fucking awesome. And I think she should have won.
Yes.
And, women represented rock and roll? Hell yeah, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. Especially black women, because let's go back to Rosetta Tharpe. Like, come on. Black women created, black people created rock and roll. That's undisputed. Yep. It's a fact. It needs to be recognized. I hate when people say, like, oh, rock and roll is white people shit, because it's erasing all of the amazing black people in rock and roll. My mask right now, it's a Thin Lizzy mask. Phil Lynott, black Irishman.
Hell
created
yeah.
that heavy metal sound. There'd be no heavy metal without a black man.
Amen.
There would be no punk if there wasn't the band Death out of Detroit.
Yep.
It's all black folks did it all first.
Isn't it unfortunate that the metalheads tend to be a little racist? It's
whole like skinhead fucking.
Yeah. But that's a punk
epidemic.
That's a punk thing. That's not a metal thing. But yes, a lot
of those.
I
thought we were going on punk.
A lot of those European heavy metal bands could be a little problematic. But going back to Eddie Van Halen, so you can get back to the real show and not the Ellen Classic Rock Hour. I think he was snubbed because he was, regardless of what you think of rock and roll, it's not the important music right now. Like the real important stuff is coming out of rap and hip hop. Rock and roll had its day in the 60s.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But we're focusing on other music now. That's great. But at the same time, regardless of what you think of rock and roll, regardless of what you think of Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen was a true genius. He was a true mastermind. Like, I was watching a 13-minute guitar solo of his last night, and he's like playing around with the guitar, putting in all these different settings, and he's playing it not just like a guitar, but there are times that he's playing it like it's like a violin. I don't mean that in the sense that he's bowing it. He just has it tuned in such a way, and like rhythmically it sounded like a violin. It sounded like he was doing classical music in like the middle of a fucking rock concert. And if he was born in, say, like Mozart's time, and he would be as revered as like a Beethoven as or a Mozart. But because his music is seen as just like, ooh, drugs and sex and rock and roll and parties, people don't necessarily take him as seriously. But he is truly like a genius staple in
music. Musical genius.
And should be revered.
Yeah.
And to just have a little snippet of, oh, here's a guitar in the corner, like, that kind of fucking sucked. And ripped him off. Like,
yeah. Well, he did get a bunch of blowjobs when he was alive.
Yeah,
so,
no, he's fine.
You know,
we
celebrated him, right, ladies?
But I totally understand.
How fun to learn that he's Asian.
Yes, he is.
That's very
Indonesian.
Cool. Yeah,
and
I love that.
Regardless of what you think of rock and roll, regardless of what you think of like 80s, like, I know all those dudes are problematic, whatever, but like,
I like them.
You should have respect for Eddie Van Halen.
Hey, we've all done a bit of cocaine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, fuck it. Come on. You've all done a little bit of rape. No, just kidding. That was for Connor.
Sorry, Carolyn.
Sorry, Carolyn. And Ellen.
But yeah, that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say.
No, I loved that. Thank you for informing us and for being so passionate. And I was like,
and
this is... You want to show the tattoo again?
All right.
He truly devoted his life to music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Which is still happening today, but I just think it's a little different, you know, with... just everything, like technology and da-da-da, like it's, you know, where are the people who truly play and master instruments nowadays, right?
And it's Eddie. It's fucking
it's only Eddie.
And it's only fucking Eddie.
Everyone else is a fucking fraud.
Yes.
No, but he truly, truly, like, I just beg of all the listeners, like, even if you, like, don't care for the music or the sound, just really, like, just watch, like, a solo of his. You don't have to watch the whole 20 minutes like I did. But seriously, just sit there and listen. And, like, it's incredible what he did with just a single instrument. And he really, he could take that one instrument and make it sound and master all these different types of music, all with just, like, the turn of a knob and, like, a doo-doo-doo-doo with his fingers and, like,
yeah.
Okay, sorry. Let's go back to the podcast.
No, you're good. You're good. If you listen to that guitar solo, if you listen carefully, you can hear Ellen having an orgasm in the background.
In spirit.
In spirit. I'm like, have you ever fucked a ghost? Because
have you ever thought that you fucked a ghost before?
Oh my god, you guys! I've ever had to bring this up like two episodes in a row.
What?
I came in my sleep like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, it was insane. And I'm pretty sure, you know, it was a ghost. it was Connor in the middle of the night. She came across away. The hall and.
I just have like a white sheet over with eye holes. Then I slither away. My job here is done.
Well, you're gonna need a hole for the tongue and right, for yeah. probably some
there's like
things.
A hole around the whole face in my tits.
Oh god, picturing you slither in that is just
that's my next Halloween costume.
That is art.
Oh my god, I'm doing that for Halloween. Next, I'm cutting out
the Van Halen of Halloween costumes.
But I'm gonna
right
put
there.
Like titty tassels on and those have tits out ghosts. Oh, that's funny. I'm
oh
doing
god,
that
I'm
if I get the confidence
really excited for that.
No, I have to.
You can
have
wear
to be
just
a
like a
ghost.
Nude bra and then you know what I mean, you don't have to.
No, I want tassels.
Okay,
I want to go full tit.
I'm here for it. I am very much here for
amazing.
It.
I'm
I love
amazing.
It.
October, though. It's going to be so cold, Connie.
Guess I'm going to have hard
so the
nipples.
Nips are going to be out, baby. Right?
Yeah. Maybe I'll just put a bra. I don't know. I'll figure something
right.
out.
Right. You just are the witch's tit.
Yeah.
Colder than a witch's one, tit.
One
yeah.
big tit.
That's all I am now. But yeah, as far as the Grammys go, I mean, awesome Beyonce. She has, you know, the most Grammys out of women and men, recording artists. And Megan Thee Stallion, she won, which was amazing. And she was very, like, humble and like, cool up there when she, like, gave her speech. It was nice to see that. You love to see someone, you know, all like, these artists come from nothing and work and work and work and work and fail and fail and fucking fail.
And
Megan's then
been working before WAP. White people stop pretending that Megan wasn't
oh, yeah.
around
right.
before WAP. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
There was
oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, yeah. And I mean, that goes like, with, you know, the majority of the artists, but even, like, Cardi B, I have so much respect for her. I know so many people fucking hate her and can't stand her, but I love the fact that she's this hood rat fucking stripper.
I love how obnoxious
who
she
is.
Who is
a
so funny.
Grammy nominated or possibly won one a couple years back. I don't remember. But yeah, her album that, or her soul, or I'm sorry, her song that took off, the bloody shoes yeah. or whatever, finally, I think, went gold or platinum, and it was, like, a huge deal the other week.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, represent, dude. Represent for women. Represent for women of color. Especially her being a Latina. Like, I love mm-hmm. that she's, like, New York. She's just fucking tight. I love her so much.
No, she's fine.
And I fucking loved that two black women were so fucking sexy and so fucking, like, explicit fucking content, let me tell you, on the fucking Grammys. Like,
amazing.
In the middle of this fucking pandemic, after all this shit for like a year has been talked about them and their song and da da da, they're like, we're not fucking holding back. They right. literally did, like, and I'll yeah. show you this or bring it up
it,
on the
but
thing.
I saw pictures.
But they, like, literally did, like, sex moves.
They were having,
like,
sex.
They were having sex. They lesbian
were,
sex.
They were tripping on stage.
I mean, they pretty much were fucking having sex. It was insane.
That's
and
amazing.
Awesome. And the only thing that came, the, like, the out. Thought that came to my mind was, God damn it, the creators of the Grammys are just rolling over in their fucking graves right,
right
now. You know what I mean? Because wasn't it a bunch of, like, white people who started the Grammys? Like, it's
probably,
it was
yeah.
forever
it,
ago.
It sounds
so.
Like some rich people shit.
It's it is some rich people shit, right? Carolyn, do you know anything about the start of the Grammys?
No, I just said chances are. I'm sorry, I just imagined, like, all of the white racists rolling over in their graves when they get mad at, like, anything that's happening lately. And I was like, that's why we have earthquakes. It's just white people.
That's what you tell your children one day.
White people.
Yeah. Earthquake.
Please
oh, no.
make that a bit. That is so funny. I love that.
Once. The founding fathers.
There's no such thing as platonic plates. There's just dead right. racist people.
Right. And they're angry.
This is science. Okay.
No, but I don't know for sure, but, like, let's talk about the odds. I feel relatively confident. Like, yeah, probably white people.
Yeah.
It has to.
Well, just to people watch Yeah, just to watch not just the world, you know, evolve, but like art and artists evolve as well. And for it to be such a, you know, male, white dominated thing, which a lot of things are. And now here we are with like all this representation and Trevor Noah
right.
was
with music stolen from black people.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And Trevor Noah's fine ass was the host. Mm.
He's so cute.
Love him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so going into the next topic is, you know, music-based Grammys, whatever. What are some, like, not albums necessarily, but maybe, like, some artists or, like, just maybe some songs that, like, you feel really, like, shaped you into, like, the person that you are today and, like, the kind of music you listen to today?
Oh, God, there's so much.
I know.
I have a Circa Survive tattoo.
Yes,
which
bitch.
I got when I was 18.
That makes me so happy.
And I still like the album that I have the tattoo of. It's just I forgot what it's even called because I got it over 10 years ago.
It's the balloon one.
Yeah,
everyone
knows
it.
On the letting go or the letting go or the letting, something like that.
Yeah, we'll
fact
check it.
That's so pathetic how horrible my memory is. I blame COVID. I have it tattooed on my body and I'm like, I haven't listened to it in 7 years at least. But I don't know. There was a while from like 13 to like 18. I was like, I was obsessed with them. And then I got the tattoo. So a lot of Circus Survive, a lot of... Brand New, even though he's like a fucking molester now, we find out, because all of your heroes end up being creeps.
Louis C.K.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like Bayside was a big one for me. Manchester Orchestra was a big one.
Ooh,
unfortunately,
Manchester.
It's a lot of white men. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just
me
like
too,
crying
baby.
Little baby boys.
Yeah. I was very much so okay. All over the map. All over the map. Like when I was very young. So, okay, if you ever need proof that my mother married not one, but two hillbilly men, I know every single lyric to Jody Messina's albums. I know every single lyric to every single Dixie Chicks fucking album. Fucking the list goes on. Like, I know we all love Shania Twain.
I made
my mother go to FYE and buy me Eminem albums, but she barely knew English, and I had to lie to her, and then the fucking snitch-ass register motherfucker said, are you sure you want to buy this for your daughter? She ended up buying it anyway. I was like 10 years old. But
snitch-ass. Don't ask questions. Fucking
don't ask
scan
questions.
The shit.
What was the first album you bought?
Shakira, actually.
Like, with your own money.
Dirty Laundry.
With your own money.
Or whatever it's called. That was my first, I remember.
That makes me very happy.
I know it would.
A little horny.
Shakira. It's called Dirty Laundry, right? The one with the little laundry machine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why Johanna's excited.
I'm happy. First album I ever bought with my own money, I'm pretty sure it was NSYNC.
I was like,
well, no, I didn't have money. I didn't have my own money. My mom bought me that.
Right.
With my own money. God, that's such a
good
question.
I mean, is any of your money really your own money?
Right. Like, that's how I consider it. Like, money I had saved up from, like, birthday or something.
Right.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. I wasn't working in the mines.
I raked the yard. That's my money.
Right. But I also, like, from my mom's second marriage, I had my stepdad's sister, so my aunt. Her daughter was in high school when I was married into their family, right? So she would drive me to, like, elementary school on her way to high school, and she would be listening to, like, Jay-Z's The Blueprint, and you know, I learned about Jay-Z and Outkast and a lot of, like, old school 90s to early 2000s hip-hop. So I was very much all over the spectrum, and then I, of course, have my mother listening to salsa music and like, old Peruvian, like, folk music and just... My fucking music library is so fucking insane. Like, I don't remember the name of any of these artists,
right?
But I can sing every single lyric to a lot of different types of music.
That's always so strange when that happens, too. Right. You just, like, hear a song, like, oh, I know every word to this.
I know.
And I'm like, who is this, even?
Every time. Well, and I like that music can really, honestly, take you back to, like, certain times, too.
Yeah, it's like a flashback. Like, oh, my God, my uncle did touch me.
Yeah.
It's like, because, like, it's like an Aerosmith song.
It's fucking Scootin' Boogie.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Oh man.
They do like have old people with Alzheimer's or whatever. They have them listen to music, and when they listen, they like kind of come and like snap out of their
those
like
disease. Songs are like,
no, it's a very real thing.
I don't know.
The creepy songs from the scary movies.
Yeah.
France. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry, this lag thing. There was this guy in France who was like a super, super famous like composer and conductor. Uh-huh. And he got like horrible dementia, progressed really quickly, like to the point where he didn't recognize a single person. He couldn't speak.
Syphilis, yeah. Uh-huh.
He couldn't like do anything. And if they like, they figured out that if they put like music in front of him, he could like snap and like instantly like perfectly conduct an orchestra still. And like as soon as he heard like the music that he had written,
yeah,
he could just like snap back completely into like being this musical genius. And then he would like to snap right back out of it.
Wow. I don't know.
It's probably not
blows my mind, man. Wow. Yeah.
Crazy.
Y'all be, I'll play ICP for you, bitch, whenever you lose
only
your mind.
I had a very small ICP phase, but I had a huge nu metal phase.
But she looks like a lifer.
Yeah, I do. And there is a
you
couple
so
pictures.
Much more interesting than me.
Oh, we weren't homeschooled.
No, I want to hear.
So we're allowed to listen right. to music.
Right. No, I want to. I definitely want to hear this answer from Carolyn.
I was not the kind of homeschooled where we weren't allowed to listen to music. That was not
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. You were in a full length like fucking skirt, music. And we know it.
Like, what was formative music to me? I don't know. If you guys know Raffi, Raffi was just really. You guys don't know.
No, bitch.
No. But is it a guy with a guitar that sung about the commune? I don't know.
You legitimately not know Raffi? Come on.
No, yeah, I really.
He's a children's music. That joke's gonna land for like
sounds
two people
really
out there.
Really fucking right. creepy, honestly.
Every time I hear children musician, I'm like,
Wait, Carolyn.
Raffi,
he,
it was Connor's uncle.
Right, yeah.
Is he ring, 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 banana phone? Is he that guy?
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I know that Raffi song.
Classic. I don't fucking know that.
You don't know the banana phone?
You think I was learning
I
as a child?
Opals and Bononos.
Bononos.
Oh, yeah, these.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Kind of are coming back.
Yeah, I guess I do know that guy. Yeah. Like, yeah, never, that's another thing. Never knew the name. Guess he exists like
yep,
that.
Yep, Raffi. Anyway, no, yeah, anyway. I listen to like just really a lot of folk music.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you know, and then right, and then as I got older, I started getting into more like pop music and stuff, and I was like, thought I was so cool because I remember right. One time I was like trying to be cool like my sister because she loved NSYNC. And so I wrote like all over my notebook. I wrote I heart NSYNC, but I spelled it. I made it two words, just NSYNC, like I-N space S-I-N-K. Because I had never seen it written and I thought it was just
like in the sink.
So I wrote it all over a notebook and I was like, I love
it's amazing.
NSYNC.
I love it.
I love NSYNC.
That's
and then
so
they made
funny.
Fun of me. So
long. Oh, yeah. Little babe, so Carol. That's such a like. That's such a classic. Like when I was a kid, I did this. You
right,
know what I mean? That's
yeah.
that's a good one. Right. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. I'd like to venture into that maybe next time because that is. Damn, was I a fucking idiot when I was a kid? But
dude,
so I'll save
dumb.
It for next time.
Oh, good guy. I still am very dumb.
Yeah, I know. Like I've always been self-conscious about it because I actually like I make music and everything, but
right.
I don't like. I'm not like a music head. I don't have
no
like,
me neither.
Tons of. Catalogs of reference and across all the things. Like, I will say my single greatest musical influence is John Prine, hands down.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. R.I.P.
Best.
You know who did
maybe.
Make me cry who when they died? Ralph Stanley. I know Carolyn. John Prine, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ralph Stanley. Because yeah. I saw him at a music festival and he sang Oh Death. And it's just him, and it's like yeah. this giant field, and it's just him singing. Yeah. Like I don't know if you've heard the song, but it's just like, uh-uh. like basically, like, let
oh
me live
God.
For another year. And that was the last
Damn.
Year that he was alive. And just like that memory of like everyone crying, yeah. like watching this legend sing, like his fam, like he sings with his yeah. like his relatives and stuff. And I just like had that memory, yeah. and I started bawling. Like it was his last year. Like
holy
it was
shit.
And he, like
that sounds
it's
intense.
An old folk song, but he made that. He
yeah,
made
it's
that
a cover.
Popular. Brother Where Art Thou?
Yeah,
but yeah, and oh, he's the one who popularized. I mean, Oh Brother Where Art Thou in general popularized so many
a lot of
like,
folk
old,
music. Yeah.
Very true. Very
but,
true.
Yeah, but you know who sings a version of Oh Death that will make you fucking cry again? Is Kiana Parler.
Ooh, I love her.
I'll send it to you. Yeah, I'll
okay.
send it to you after. It's so.
I will cry
oh
right
my
now.
God,
hell
I
yeah,
love.
Haunting, haunting,
haunting,
and
That's
super
a good...
different than the Ralph Stanley, but super good.
Yeah.
yeah.
All mm-hmm. I hear is
yeah. I like a lot of folk music too.
Twang.
That was like later
kidding.
In life. Yeah, twang and twang twang
twang twang twang twang.
Yeah.
Yeehaw! Whitey watch
twang. Man, this is this is gonna be the music episode, I guess. Yeah. This is what we're gonna do. Yeah.
No, well, we're gonna I am happy. I do wanna tell my story about a music tattoo, and then I wanna hear about Ellen's favorites growing up, and then I wanna answer the questions, because 5 or 6 of our Instagram fans actually wrote in questions for us. My God. And we get to answer them. So fuck yeah. Ooh. Let me quickly just tell you guys about the time that I was 15 years old, and again, I had a crazy mother who let me get my fucking first tattoo, and it is a tramp stamp, and yes. I wanted it so badly to be the Sublime Sun. And then
could you imagine?
I was obsessed with Sublime when I was like 13, 14, 15. Obsessed. And really, really wanted that tattoo. But then once I like looked at it, I was like, okay, she might be okay with like the knife that's on there and the bong, but she's gonna absolutely hate the devil that's hidden in between the mushrooms, like, you know.
Right.
Like this fucking Catholic bitch, that's always where she drew the line. Right. So I kind of panicked right before the appointment, and I said, okay, well, I'm just going to, like, look up suns on Google Images. And I literally went downstairs in my bedroom, Googled suns and moons and eclipses, and I ended up getting a fucking eclipse. It is on my body. I will maybe show you guys one day when we show Ellen's dyed armpits and Carolyn's dyke haircut. What? Yeah. It is above my ass crack. Because I wear it.
It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not the like, proudest thing she has on her body.
Right.
This is like we went to the lake together. Like, I've seen, I don't understand. I just feel like
high waist,
wear midriff shirts.
High waisted bottoms are in. So I probably was wearing something that totally covered the foop. But yeah, so that's my story about the Sublime Sun. Oh, thank goodness I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, people who have had sex with me from behind have complained about it being the most ridiculous thing.
Like they have any room.
Well, not like complained, but like,
yeah, and you have one of those fucking nautical stars, you fucking nerd.
The guy I lost my virginity to had so many nautical stars on his body.
So many dudes do. Like I don't think I've ever had sex with a man that hasn't had one. And it's so sad.
The first guy I ever fooled around with in high school, I was 17, but he was 19 because he had been held back, and he was bragging about how he was gonna go get this wolf tattoo on his arm, but he couldn't say wolf, so he kept saying woof, and he's like, get this badass wolf tattoo.
I'm gonna get a wolf tattoo. I'm gonna get a little wolf.
Just like he couldn't say his L's
with a Michigan accent, like my wolf tattoo, and I thought it was so fucking hot.
You're a 19 year old senior with a speech impediment, sir. I would
right. I could be touched for a minute. God, that's amazing.
What about an eagle?
Right. Something. Oh, that reminds me of my stepdad. I hate it. He has an eagle on his shoulder. Anyway, I fucking white trash.
Dude, I have a wolf tattoo. It's fucking sick.
Hell yeah.
I want one. I want a werewolf tattoo so bad.
Werewolf tattoo. That's even cool.
That would be real sick. I love a wolf tattoo. But just no one get an eagle, okay? It's very triggering for
me. Okay, I won't. I never planned on it. It's never put on it.
That's next level.
I don't even want the tattoos I have right now.
All right, so let's get into these questions right quick here. First of all, silly little motherfucker, but comedian Michael Keefe wants to know, what's the deal with stuff?
Hey, listen to the podcast where you can find out what's the deal with stuff every week on every Thursday.
We
are sponsored by stuff.
Here at each other's mothers, we love stuff.
Love it.
In our butts.
Isn't there like a super famous podcast called Stuff You Should Know?
There is.
There's one called How Stuff Works.
Yeah, maybe Mike O'Keefe should listen to that
Michael
fucking
Keefe,
podcast.
I'll send you a link, buddy.
Reference you over to them.
Yeah,
wrong podcast.
He actually does have his own podcast. It's Education Smeducation.
Sounds like his is about stuff,
right? Well, yeah, his is about school stuff. He interviews, I think, people about what they were like in high school and blah 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 blah. And he'll like post photos of you in high school. It's actually kind of cool.
That's what my was about to be almost.
What
my before I had Crafts with Cuties, I was gonna do This Is Not a Phase, Mom, but it wasn't gonna be
about. Yours is better.
Yeah, my name. Just kidding.
We love you,
just
Mike.
Kidding,
we'll see
Mike.
You in Chicago on
May 5th.
May something.
First week of May.
We'll get back to you
we'll
on that one.
We'll be vaccinated in Chicago.
It'll be very exciting. Moving on. Just a quick shout out for my friend Brittany. She owns Kavi Jewelry. She is a day one. Check out She's a Silversmith. We love women silversmiths who just are so good at their craft. We love women who do anything.
You can do anything, honey.
Be a heroin addict. We love it. Yeah, we love it. It's so good for us.
We need more of that.
We need more representation as drug addicts. So thank you. But she just said, not a question, just a day one listener thanking y'all for this pod and some hearts and a cute emoji. So we love her.
We love you.
Okay, so I'm going to leave the best question for last, but let's do this one. What is, and this is from Angelo. Hello, Angelo. We love you.
We love you too.
What is the one food that will gross you out or can never eat again? Anyone?
I hate ginger.
Pussy.
Like straight ginger.
What? Oh my God.
What? I love ginger, dude.
I like ginger in drinks, but eating it is too much.
It's so good for you, too.
Ginger's so good.
I know it's good for you. It's so much.
You just don't like it.
I like it. Like when I was trying to phase out of alcohol, I would drink little shots of ginger because it's that sensation of like the throat burn.
Yeah.
Like, when it's like mixed with something, I like it. But if it's just like the straight up ginger that you get with sushi, I can't. Like the smell of it makes me like, ugh.
Sushi,
I want sushi too.
You guys
want to
get some sushi now?
Yeah. Like, we're just drop our mics.
Right? All right. Let's get out of here.
Peace.
Bye, Carolyn.
Carolyn, run the show.
Right.
Outro us. Sing a song. Sing a fucking folk song, you fucking hippie. All right. Too far? Let's go. The one food that will gross you out or you can never eat. I don't like liver. I don't like.
I've never had liver.
It's disgusting, personally. I don't like liver.
It's like, yeah.
It's chewy.
I like liver pate. Okay.
No.
I like liver pate. That's it.
Okay.
Sometimes.
That's I guess that's kind of fair, but there's something about that, like, it's just a little like way too gamey for me. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I'm a meat eater. I eat I clearly eat, look at me. But I cannot do that ever. So anything for you guys? What do you guys?
What is this food you want?
I won't
food that
die.
That will gross you out, or you can never
but
eat.
I straight up do not like peanut butter. Not even.
What?
And you're yelling at me about ginger. Peanut butter is like a way more common household thing.
Peanut butter is loved
all,
by
peanut butter, like,
humans and dogs.
People, so
that's true.
I don't know why I just don't
oh,
like
yeah,
it.
That's
again,
true.
If I smell it.
Yeah, Carolyn is so woke that she doesn't like peanut butter.
Because
it harms other people.
Hate it.
I don't like Alfredo sauce.
You don't like
Alfredo
sauce? Alfredo sauce is so good.
Never liked Alfredo sauce. My mom, I love my mom to death, but she always makes Alfredo, like, shrimp pasta on my birthday, even though I don't eat fish or dairy anymore.
You never told her?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Like, I grew up with, like, really picky siblings, and I remember this one time they were making pasta for dinner, but they only had, like, enough marinara sauce for, like, a little bit of people, and then, like, another, like, half a jar of Alfredo sauce sitting in the fridge. So my mom made marinara sauce pasta for my brother and sister, and she's like, here you go, Ellen, you can have the Alfredo sauce. And I just was like, I don't know, just never really cared for Alfredo sauce.
That day.
Did I end up asking you what music you like when you were growing up?
Oh, no, you didn't, but that's okay, because I already went on my Van Halen tangent, and that's pretty much what I listened to. I went through, like, my awkward phases with, like, boy bands, and was a big Jonas Brothers girl.
Oh,
saw
nice.
Them live. They were a lot of fun.
You're
my
virgin,
dad still it. Talks about the concert. He had a great time.
That's adorable.
Yeah, he did. He talks about the Jonas Brothers. I actually just saw him last night, and he was like telling my boyfriend about the Jonas Brothers concert. He's like, we had a great time. And
like every time we come over. Do you remember the Jonas Brothers concert?
Has anyone told you that your dad's gay?
He was in the Navy, so I
don't know. So, probably. I don't know.
Suspicious.
No, but then big into show tunes, like, around the high school age. But, you know, always tried to, like, experiment with whatever the popular music was out. But, like, rock has been a huge staple in my life. Also, you know, because my dad was always, like, the best person to drive around the car with. And he gets so enthusiastic about music. And, like,
that's awesome.
It was just so fun to see him, like, when a song came out that he really loved. Like Joe Crocker, feeling all right.
Yeah.
He just,
yeah, that's a good one.
One time, that song came on the radio, and he's like, I love this song. And he just turns it up, and he's driving around. It's a beautiful sun, like, summer morning, and he's driving around. And then he changes the station, and it was on another station. And he just listened to that song twice. And that's
I've done that.
One of my favorite memories. So oh, he, yeah. he just loved stuff like the Stones and the Who, and like I got into all that stuff too pretty young, and just kind of stuck with me my whole life. And then as I got into like my late teens, early 20s, I really went heavy into like the rock stuff, and you know, just trying to like keep up to date with like newer artists as well as like the older right. stuff.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not that person that's obnoxious about liking older music. I'm happy to be born in this generation.
Right.
And I think that's because I don't have to wait for any of my favorite artists to come out with new music. It's all there. It's great. It's all great.
Yeah.
That's always true. Something like I never that's got true. Into like the oldies, and not even just with like classic Ooh. Rock. I mean like with like punk music. Cause I just like, I lived across the street from a small music venue that was all ages. So there's like a lot of punk and metal there. And so I just got like thrown into like the local shit.
What was it called?
You're like, yeah, I want Heartland. To hang out with those people.
Yeah. And I was like, we'll Heartland's Heartland Performing Arts Center. Ever heard of Bloodfest?
Yeah,
yeah. That's I used Bloodfest to go was. To
I
that.
Used to literally live probably, across the street. I've been to a lot of them.
Shit. We probably all bumped into each other.
Right, maybe. I used to go to them when it was still in like a dude's basement.
Oh, okay.
Like before fusion shows was even a thing.
You that real one.
I dove right in. So I'm like, this is fucking awesome. Listen to all this new music.
Right into that
all I knew
bit.
About was like, yeah. was like new metal and stuff like that.
Right.
And then when I found them, right, I'm like, right, oh, right. there's all these other genres. So, but I don't know like NoFX. I don't know like Black Flag. Like I don't know all these classic punk.
Gotcha.
That's okay. You could just spend a day reading Wikipedia articles on YouTube and just
right.
know everything you need to know in a couple hours.
Yeah. But I do love that Henry when you Rollins, can masturbate. So. Oh my God. I love Henry Rollins.
I'm gonna say, oh my God, I love masturbating.
I love masturbating you know to Henry Rollins.
Big fan.
Not to go too off tangent, but he like is in so many like cheesy movies now.
I know, it's crazy. But I don't know, I'll get your money, boy.
Yeah,
I'll have to, I'll have to do a Google for next time.
Yeah.
All right, so we went through foods. Okay, two more questions left. This one's fun. This one's from Lazy Hustler. If you had to choose between chronic spontaneous vomiting or chronic spontaneous sharding, which would you choose?
Oh, you said something else earlier, I thought.
Did I? I don't know how to read. You know that.
vomiting man. For sure. Also, I know who that is, and that is the funniest thing that she has said. That is so funny. Good
shout
funny,
out.
Hustler. Good funny. Shout out.
I like
so
that
you would rather vomit than shart, Carolyn Paul?
Spontaneously? Yeah.
Yeah.
The chronics, I was like all the time.
Okay, that's
yeah. I guess vomiting fair. Too, because like you don't have to change your pants every time. You can just find a spot.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. But then right. I would rather shart, because then the mess is just in your pants and you can just change and shower. Yeah. I mean,
you ever sharted down your legs, baby?
It go.
You're right. And the one time I sharted, like... I was laying on the couch, so it's fair. But listen. But imagine, you know, you're like making out with someone and you start vomiting in their mouth, or like you're in somewhere
or
public.
Or someone's eating
and
your ass and you start sharding.
Okay, well, I don't do ass play. We know that.
Well, you could be eating pussy and still get a little bit of shit.
Okay, true. Okay, fine. Fair.
No matter
fair.
What, it sucks.
That's where I draw the line. If I'm eating pussy, it's got, no, I'm just kidding. It's like I'm a pro or something.
Right, yeah. When I go down there, make sure it's clean as a whistle.
All right. That's ridiculous. Do you have an answer, Ellen? She's rubbing her head. She's like, he's fucking
wait,
idiots.
So I lied with
them. No, I was rubbing my head because I was deeply thinking about it. But what is the so it's like spontaneous so,
chronic thing? Spontaneous vomiting or okay. chronic spontaneous sharding?
Sharding. Vomiting's painful. I hate like the
I
stomach.
I fucking
turning.
Hate vomiting.
And I have
vomit
a bidet
so often.
I have a bidet, so I'm set. Like,
the first yeah. girl date that Connor and I ever went to, it was Max Comedy Night, and we rode up together. And the bitch was sitting at the bar next to me, and she puked in her mouth and she swallowed it.
Been
I,
there?
Oh, yeah.
And we've been best friends ever since. Literally.
Well, not even.
I looked over at this bitch and I was like, fuck yeah.
I'm like, that let's do another shot. Like,
this is a ride or die right here.
That sounds like a solid night at Max, though.
Right.
Oh, it was.
Just
so
the
fun.
Smell.
Every
it's everything
shout out, Max.
Put together. It's, yeah. it's a little bit of puking in your mouth.
Shout out. Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much.
But yeah, I puke all the time. I puke so much that like puking isn't even. I can puke like on command whenever I want.
I hate projectile vomiting.
It's not. It's bad.
Hey. Have you guys ever seen anybody projectile vomit?
I've done it.
You
I've done
have?
It.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes,
I was gonna... never vomit. What, Carolyn?
Yeah. Oh, I was like, no, I am that part. Like, I, yeah, never mind. No comment. Sorry. Wait,
shitting or puking?
Vomiting, I think.
We're losing you.
Medical. Yeah. Not bulimic. Never been bulimic, just for the record.
Well, we can see you. This is actually a very important question because I need to know the answer up to it as well. And I need your help, Carolyn. So Caesar salad lover wrote in and she's or they say or she says, I'm pretty sure her pronouns were she, her. I stalked her on the internet for a second. Also, hey, girl. Her question was, how can I flirt and not just be friendly with another woman?
Someone else let me know.
What kind of a question is that? Same way you flirt with anybody. The same
right. Because even with guys, I'm just friendly until they make the move. Because I never make the right. first move with anybody.
I guess.
I have, and it's ended.
But don't you think it's a little different? Be friendly, I mean, there's a little bit more so pressure.
You can't handle it anymore, and then shoot your shot if you're willing to.
Right.
Sorry, I'm not being very kind to Caesar salad lover. Caesar salad lover... I don't really know why you're asking this question, and it's maybe you're confused and I don't want to be unkind. Is flirting with women's not like different than flirting with men though, you know, like,
okay, but I can understand the pressure
to them.
Okay, we can all be pro pussy lookers like you, Carolyn. Okay, some of us are fucking new to the game and we're a little nervous.
Don't
okay
flirt with women by licking their pussies.
That's how I do it.
I don't even know if someone's attracted to me until they're licking my pussy.
That's the wrong way to flirt with women is to sexually assault them. That's the wrong one.
Oh, yeah, that is not the way to go. All
right.
I can think of an answer, just like how I would want someone to flirt with me.
Yeah.
I think if they notice something special about you, like if you know the person, just start up a conversation with something that you know that they dig. I think that's kind of sweet, right?
Yeah, that could also be for friendship, though.
Yeah, oh, that's also true. Okay, listen.
I think maybe I feel like when someone's like, you want to get out of here?
What, Carolyn?
I don't know.
Yeah, keep shitting on this. Keep looking on. Let's hear it.
How about don't hit on anybody?
Right.
Nobody shoot.
Die alone.
Yeah, give them extra attention. If you're around a lot of people, give them extra attention. Like, make sure that they know that, like, it's you that, or it's them that you're, like, really wanting to talk to in a group of people, right? Like,
do the little touchy thing. Laugh, do like kind of the look jokes. Away, like, oh. You know, that little.
Pretend that they're funny, even if they're not.
I'm gonna spontaneously vomit thinking about it.
Just flirting in general.
Yes, no. Sounds awful. God, fuck.
I guess I naturally flirt, but when someone asks me like, "How do you flirt?" I'm like, "I don't know. People just have sex with me sometimes."
Do you want to know how I flirt? I literally propose to people. I'm just like,
"Would you like to marry?
Do you wanna get? You want to find a church or a courthouse or?"
Hey, I heard one of my friends over there is a pastor.
Yeah, but I understand. Okay, Caesar salad lover, I understand the pressure that you feel, especially if you're recently out or recently more accepting of your sexuality. Like, it is a lot of pressure and it's scary, and especially when you live as this like person who, you know, has been told you're this gender or whatever for your whole life. It's like, oh, it's easy for me to flirt with a guy because people expect, you know, for me to like a guy, but it's not, you know, socially acceptable for me to like a woman. So, like, you know, right. I get it. I truly do, and it's something that I'm struggling with as well.
Yeah.
And it's scary for the other, you know, somebody who's the same sex as you to look at you and be like, I'm not fucking gay. I'm not interested. Like, right. This is weird.
Also,
now.
I always try to trick and find a way if they are gay or not, just to make sure. Like, if they find, like, a question or something, some kind of way
they
can find out. If you don't want to be too obvious, to be like, you gay? Like,
Right. But, so you gay or what?
Yeah.
So you fuck bitches or not?
Yeah. Or you can ask, like, I don't know, like, your, like, boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
right. And then, like, I love that. Jazz hands or whatever the fuck that was.
Good question, though. That is a good question from Caesar Salad Lover. I'm probably going to have to think about it. I might have more thoughts next week.
Just go up to him.
Okay, that's fair.
Run, but I have to run.
That's fair. We got to go.
I love you.
We actually all have to leave. So
yeah.
Thanks for all the questions,
Carolyn Paul. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So Carolyn Paul has left us. She's no longer with us.
Also, Caesar salad lover.
Don't listen to Carolyn.
Just go up and go, well, fuck.
Right. Just a little,
whisper
just
in their ear.
Like,
hey, you want to fuck?
Little something on the nip.
Don't do that.
You know.
Yeah, it's a little flick on that little bean dip.
Yeah.
Little shark food.
Got your boob.
Yeah.
Got your tit.
Run away.
No, JK. No sexual assault. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like when you, like, are kind of, like, touching someone a lot,
Yeah.
Like doing like the
lots kind of smiles.
Yeah.
Some people don't like the touching though.
That's yeah, true. That's so
but
annoying.
I guess if you're in, I don't know. I
you can tell like by if someone's leaning in towards you and you're leaning in towards them.
Oh, that's yeah. a huge
like that.
Indicator.
That's like the that's, big indicator.
Ooh, and that's the sexiest that, feeling in the that. World. Like right before you're about to kiss somebody. Oh, I'm feeling it right God. Now with you, Connor.
Do you want to lean in? Do you want to get closer?
The camera's on. Let's go, baby.
So we got the lights. We got the couch.
Just like that moment, creep. You like you, that. Your brain clicks. You're like, this person isn't disgusted by me.
Right.
Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, there's that so too. Nice. Yeah. Here it. I am, like, talking a bit, you know, like I'm fucking scared and shit, but I totally hooked up with two women at the same wedding. So
that's amazing. Nice. Yeah. I didn't know it was two.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You fucking
at the
fuck
same
boy.
Time.
No, different. Not at the same time.
Okay. You little fuck boy.
I truly kind
oh
of
my
am
God.
A fuck boy.
My little Chohan is a fuck boy. That makes me so happy.
Hey. Well, I learned from dating nothing but fuck boys for
right,
fucking
yeah.
15
I know
years.
Exactly
so,
how to do this.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be a great...
I helped you write the book. So right, yeah.
you would let us down easy though when you were ready to like.
Right. You wouldn't just ghost,
you know?
Or did you ghost them?
Okay, so
oh my God, she ghosted
no,
them.
No, not them. They were like friends of mine too, so it was like whatever. But I did. Okay,
issues.
So this girl who I actually I'm still so into her and she's so cute, but I've been busy, bro. I'm too busy for the
sorry,
busy
bitch, I'm busy.
Pussy.
Okay.
I'm hustling.
Classic
I'm grinding.
Fuckboy line right there.
Right.
But,
okay. I'm built different.
I'm different. No. Okay, so what had happened, real quick before we get out of here, I hooked up with this girl. It was, like, after we, like, have a mutual friend. We all met. I ran into them at a bar, blah, blah, blah. She, like, had an after party at her place. Next thing you know, I'm eating her out on the front porch.
Hell yeah.
So nice. This happened, and it was a lot of fun. And she, like, begged me to stay the night and blah, 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 and blah. And, like,
beg.
It was fun and whatever, but I left before morning. I left right after I came, actually.
Damn,
so.
You are a fuckboy.
Yeah, really bad. So
snuck out the window.
But I had to work in the morning, honestly. Swear.
Right. Oh,
swear.
Honestly, scouts. I always sneak out, and I scouts expect ever. Whoever I'm sleeping with to sneak out at all times. Like, if it's someone I don't know that
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Same.
Point. If it's, like a one-night stand, I'm like, God,
right.
just, I don't
well,
want to wake
up
to you.
Well, I sneak out. Like, I left, and I, like, you know,
right,
kissed
you don't
her
wake
and, like,
up.
Did the whole thing, and yeah. So I told her that I would take her on a date, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll call you, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'll take you out, honey. Don't
yeah.
you worries.
And
I'll be right
genuinely,
back.
Genuinely, I know it's awful, but I genuinely was, like, doing a lot of shows at the time, and I was super busy working two jobs and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I just, like, never called. And it's fucked up, but, like, you know, we had a couple of, like, flirty things on Instagram here mm-hmm. and there, so it's not like I was totally ghosting her. I'm definitely still interested. But if you're out there. but I didn't call. And then so then I'm out at New Way one night.
Mm.
Oh, not to tell everyone where I hang out, but anyway, I was
don't
at the bar
there.
I was at the bar one night and I ran into her, and she was there with, like, the finest fucking, like,
was I there that night,
man. I'm pretty sure you were there.
I was.
You were there.
Didn't you guys and, oh, I know. Ooh,
yeah,
I know the rest
yeah,
of the
yeah,
story
yeah, yeah,
I love
yeah, yeah.
the story.
Okay.
All
okay
right.
So I get to the bar, I see her, she I don't say anything to her, I know she's gonna come over to me, she's a fucking brave badass bitch. So she comes up to me, like, you know, kind of salty towards me because I never fucking called her. She gives me, you know, a nice big hug. She's like, well, it's good to see you. And I'm like, yeah, same, you know, cool. Like, who's your boy? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, trying to talk to
oh,
her
that
about
your
that.
Man?
Yeah, is that your man? So you gay or what? So
you of
I'm,
all people.
Yeah, awful. Awful. So I, you know, find out that she just met them at the bar before. So it's not like her boyfriend or anything.
Right.
It's like totally just like her guy for the night, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, cool. I was like, have fun, you know, whatever. So she goes off to her table and I'm at my table. She's fucking staring at me the whole time. And at one point I had obviously just like needed to go to the bathroom. Right. And so then she
sounds
I
like a fuck boy.
I was not really paying attention to what the fuck she was doing, but we just ended up in the bathroom at the same time, right? So I walk in, and she had the stall open because she was just, like, you know, drunk and being her because she's awesome and fun and doesn't give a fuck about anything. So she's, like, pulling up her pants, and she's like, oh, it's you. And I was like,
pulls
yeah,
them right
it's
back
me,
down.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then I got to work. Not knowing where her clit was. Yeah. Anyway, we run into each other in the bathroom, and she just starts saying shit like, I wish I wasn't here with this guy, and you know, I want to hang out with you, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, I know, but you can't be rude, and he is fucking hot. Like, do your thing, and you and I will finally like go out to dinner another day. Like, blah blah blah, all these things. And she's like, why the fuck didn't you call me? So finally, I get the, and I'm like, fuck, I've been in this position so many times, right. Like me being the girl up talking to some fucking dude, like, you know what I mean? And I'm totally the fuck boy. And she's like, well, why didn't you fucking call me? And I'm like,
busy bitch.
I was like, backhand. No, just kidding. Yeah.
Don't ask me questions.
Right. So I did tell her, you know, like, I'm just been super busy today. And she, of course, did the thing. Well, it takes 2 seconds to text someone. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. Da-da-da. Like, whatever. I started to apologize to her. And I'm like, you know, putting my hands around her waist. She's got a cute little waist. And I'm like, hugging her and stuff in the bathroom. And she just starts fucking kissing me. And I'm like, bro, you're here with somebody. And she's like, I know.
So
I
hot.
But yeah, so we like had a little makeout session in the bathroom while she was there with another dude. And then I never call her.
And then you haven't seen her since. Oh, that's beautiful.
Nah, we fucking, you know, I'm in her DMs from here, you know, here and there.
Hey, send a picture.
I still think about her. She what asked me wearing? For her a couple times. We'll see what happens. But anyway, if you're listening, you know who the fuck you are. And you're hot. So holler at me.
That sounds there like something go. A fuckboy would say.
There you go, Caesar salad lover. Yeah, right. That's how it's done. That's how it's done. So
pretend, act like every man that's ever.
Don't call her back. That's how it's done.
Right.
Women love that.
Yeah.
She fucking was all over me in the bathroom. So
I thought the three of y'all were going to hook up. That would have.
All right, that's the story.
Bro.
Everyone. The times that we have almost.
I was hoping. But yeah, I mean, I was there dressed like we had just gotten off work or something. Like, right. I did not look cute.
Oh,
at
no, yeah,
all.
We literally just got off work.
You say that, like, you look super cute right now. You have no makeup. Like, you're just, like.
You're sweet.
You're very sexy. And thank so are you. You.
Oh,
and
thanks.
So are you, Carolyn.
So are you, Ellen.
And so are you, Caesar salad lover.
And so are you, viewers and listeners. Yeah.
Yes, oh, thank you. Year. Thank you to the Instagram, our Instagram followers and friends who did write in and ask us some questions. Our line is always open, man. Like, shoot us some DMs, email us. We will talk the shit out of a topic, as you can see and hear. Yeah, we're here to give you some advice and to talk about poo poo pee pee and
poo poo pee pee.
You know,
puss puss wee wee.
Puss puss wee wee. I love that. Dicky. But yeah, I am Johanna Madranda. This was episode. Episode eight.
Ocho,
baby. Hey. Two more episodes, and hopefully we will have a live one for you guys, and it'll be super fun. We'll have more information after we talk to our executive producer and all of our sponsors and
my producer, Bahama John.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bahama John.
Happy birthday,
this
Bahami.
Is coming out after your birthday, but we love you. Mwah.
We love you. Mwah.
Oh, speaking of that, Crafts with Cuties every Wednesday at 8 p.m. If you go to craftswithcuties.com, you can watch me interview people. I don't even know who I have. Oh, I have Bahama Reno.
I'll be producing.
Yeah, but that's going to be after when this comes out. I don't know. I have someone. Actually, I might have a break because I'm going up north to a cabin to be alone in the woods.
And do drugs. Cool. So, yeah, check that out. Follow me on Instagram, johanna.madranda, johanna.period. MEDRANDA. This has been so much fun. Ellen, you got anything to plug? Anything to say?
Well, hit me up if you ever want to get high and listen to the Beatles backwards, I guess.
Hey. Yeah.
We got.
There you go. Is. Cool. Thanks, guys. We love ya. You. Mwah. Bye.